We are continuing our shiurim on Otzot Chaim. We are Shah Pasuf Zum Perik Daud. We already started the Perik. We'll just start again from the beginning since we didn't get very far. In the old editions, Daf Mem Dalet Amad Aleph, and in the new editions is Reish Ches Tzadid. So in the beginning of Perik Daud, we'll start again. Here is Ba Inyan Za Be'atzma. So far what we've done, we've explained how the oilers of Abba Ve'ima go into Za. Ata Nivaya Der Klolot Shlosha Partzufim Acher. Now we finish with Za, says Erizo. We're going to start with other Partzufim which come out or derivatives of Za. Well, the Morchim, that means the Za is going to be in charge of being Mifanis other Partzufim. Shehem Rachel Nukvadza Nikra Yisrael. So Rachel comes out of Yisrael. Also, there is again Zah is synonymous with Yisrael. So you have Rachel, the Yaakov and Leah. Those three other Patsufim we're going to speak about now. Now, Kiashlosha Elo Neachozim Bo VYotzim Imenu Al Der Zeh Shenizba. They are yoinik from Zah. And well, Zah reciprocates by giving them Shefa, and they grow from Zah. Now, Da Ki Mitzah the Morchim Mispashti Mizah Afa Pi Shetzrichim Lo Leatzmo. Now, even though Zah receives Shefa and he needs it for himself, nevertheless, Im Kol Zeh Yotzi Mehem Oros Luchos. He gives over Oros to the other parts of him, and this is how he does it. Ki Lemala Lemokom Ha'Morchim, which is by the Chabad, by the top of Zah, Atzvam, Hashem Sham Bechinas Riboy Ores Ahem, right? All the Shema comes into his head. That's the Chabad. Az Heiru Ored Lechutz Der Achore Zah, and therefore all the Shema comes in, and then some of it seeps back at the back of his head, from the back of his Achore Zah to the Das. V'yatzta paltzuv Leah ba'achor Zah lemala me'arosh shel ad chazed Zah. So Leah is going to be formed from the back over here, where you put the dalit of the tefillin right over here. That's where she's going to start, all the way down to the chazed right here. Very short paltzuv on the back of it. Yatzta mebechinas ha'aruz mochin de mitzad. Ima the so which moichim are going to go into Zah? Be given over to Leah. That's going to be the Mochem of Ima, which is coming to Zah. She a Nukva Kamoha, because she is something Leah. Leah is a part of Nukvi, and therefore Ima is going to be responsible giving a Shefa via Zah. She ain't la rag masach echad bilvad likvoa letzet. So what's going to happen is that the Yesod of Ima is going into Zah, as we learned, and the Shefa, which is in Yesod Im, which is in Zaz, Das, is going to break through her Keli, which is Keli Yesod, and go into Rachel. Now, Lesibut Masach Ahu, Lea, Hi Kulo Dinim, Kemosh is Baile Kamal Bezat Hashem. So, because of this Masach, she is completely considered to be Dinim.
Look, and they're the same size.
Lea goes from the back until the Chazer, and then, no, Rachel is much larger. She's from the Chazer all the way down to the Reglaim, we'll see. Okay.
Leah's high,
correct. Yeah. They have two different milers, yeah. Masking. But there upon him is that. That's all coming from the back of that. The chef is coming from the back of that. Now, what's coming from the bottom is that? Ein yotzei shum bechinas patsuf. No parts is coming from the panim de Zah, and we're going to qualify later on. That's only meaning from the top of Zah to the chazza. Nothing's, no oilers are going to come out from that chilek of Zah, which is going to create a pasuf or give shefa to a pasuf. But rather, the oilers from the panim are going to come from the chazza or meditata. That's going to create what's called Yaakov. It's going to give shefa over to Yaakov. Shehine as a chorim yosim memorche abba mitzad the panim. Because we'll see later on, Michal Lemata, the Patsuf of Zachorim, which is Yaakov, for example, that's going to come from the Moch of Abba, which is coming via Zah, Mitzad Aparim. Then it came as Yotz Memochi and Ima, Mitzad Achore Zah. And all the cables, like you said, Leah and Rochel, all that's going to come from Ima via Zah, in the back of Zah. Liyotz Memochi Mitzad Abba, Vyoysa, Mispashtim, Adach, Chazed Zah, Hem Mechusim, Bishnei Kisuyim. Why is no pasul coming up from the chazer, from Gugarta to the chazer? Because it's two kisuim. Who explains? Kisuim naid abba, because we know abba goes inside the kisuim of ima, the kelim of in the ima of naid ima. So you have the kisuim of naid abba, and the kisuim of kelim the naid ima, abba inside ima. So that's two kisuim. Lachain ein bahem koach livkoa letzed lavo shne kisuim. So the shef which is inside abba cannot break through those two kisuyim, and therefore there's no
Mesachim.
But he says kisuy, two kisuy kelim, and therefore there's two Mesachim, right? Thereupon him the Zah me'achaz v'lamala. Therefore, that's why no patsuf coming from the upper part of Zah. All tamach, why there's no patsuf coming from the upper part of Zah? Shima ye patsuf Yaakov yotzim keneged pnei Zah l'mala. So if there was Shefa coming out from Zah, creating this pasul or energizing this pasul, which is in front, blocking the face of Zah, later on we'll see that Arachampin actually folds himself over and is made his panim into the Zah's panim. Abazoi, we're going to have an interruption of Yaakov blocking out the rays of the panim of Arich onto the panim of Zah, and we don't want that. So I'll read that over. Ol tamache. Shimaya parts of Yaakov Yotzim Keneged Pnei Zah Milemala Hayu Pnei Zah Mitkasim Veloya Meir, and therefore Zah would not receive that shefa from Arachampin. And it stayed Ksim Bo Pnei Amelech Chaim. That's Arachampin. That's a remez to Arachampin's panim, which is Meir onto Zah. Ki Ali the Aos Ponov of Arachampin Mamtikin Mismasikim adinim or misvatel koach itzone kenoda. So in Zah, for example, in his face, you have the metzach. In the metzach, you have the chitzone who are constantly planning to do bad things, negative things. So therefore, Arachampin folds himself over, up and above Zah, looks backwards as kilu, shines over as mevatel all these chitzonim which are up there on those klippas, as mevatel pshuta kamashmo, and that's a tikkun for klal yisrael.
How often does he do that?
He does it as often as needed to keep the balance, the shikul in the world, in order that the world should not be taken over by the chitzonim.
There's
set times, aren't there? What? How many times do klal? Or when do klal yisrael do aveiros?
Hopefully never.
Okay, but unfortunately they do. So there's your answer. When they do, then he jumps in. Okay. Then, remember, all the mochim which coming inside of Zah, the mispashit and the mizgale themselves, milchaz letata, as the mochim mitzad abba, shein lahem shul ra kisu echad, which is the kisu of himself, which is the kisu yisod the abba, which goes into Zah. Shekavan nigma kisu keili nai de ima milchaz letata, because we know Ima's Yesod comes and stopped by the Chazer. The Yesod of Zah continues further because it's longer, right? We know the Yesod of Abba is longer than Yesod of Ima, therefore it continues further on than the Chazer of Zah, all the way down to Yesod of Zah. And therefore there's only one Kisoy, Mile Chazer Uletata de Zah. Lachain, Yesh Lehem, Sham Yechores Livkoa, from the keli of Yisod Zah, le'ayim mechutz le'zah, and therefore that can come out lehotzi patzuf Yaakov. Sheyotzi ma'aros mochim de'aba, right? Because he's a male patzuf, and therefore he will receive from the male, which is aba v'zah. Minachazu v'nemat keneg de'panim de'zah, v'pchinas chasadim megulim legamrei bli shum masach. I mean, bli shum masach of ima. There's no masach of ima, but there's a masach of himself, and he's megala to us. What exactly is the shefa talking about? Talking about the chasodim. Chasodim is the shefa which is coming in from Zah, coming out from Zah. Now, umidas de mitzad ima. When we're talking about the das de ima, that means in the das we know there's two main forces, which are chasodim de das and the gvos de das. Those which are called the chug. So the chug of ima, which is inside the das. Yatzda Rachel Nukva, like you mentioned, and we're talking about Rachel now. Akeres Abayis Ha'ikar. She's the main wife of Zah. She's the Keres Abayis. She's the main Nukva. Ha'ara Gemura Me'achaz Me'lemat Mitzad Ach V'Zah. We talked about Yaakov being projected from the Ponim V'Zah. Now the Ach V'Zah Me'achaz Me'lemata Rach is coming out. That Sim Ragli V'Zah. Mamash, you see that? All the way down from the leg, so she's much bigger than Leah. Ma'ashen ken b'Leah over der Masach ken Yizkav. She'enu Rak Hara ve'al Mekula Dinim. Remember, again, when we have the from Michaz L'Mata, the huge difference from Michaz L'Tata. What is Nikova Michaz L'Mala? Here to here, we have both Abba and Ima. That means two Kisuyim blocking the Shefa, which are trying to get out. Michaz L'Mata, Ima stops there. So you only have the Kisuy of Abba. So therefore, Rachel is another mile over Rachel over Leah. She's receiving Sheva via only one Masach, as opposed to Leah, she's receiving a via Shtei Masachim. Klaloyle, so he's making a revision now, a summary. Ki Leah hi lemali min chazad dezal ve'achorav ve'yatzta min mochid de'ima. Rachel, nukva dezal yotzet tachat Leah, like you said, underneath Leah. Mechazel mata de za beachrav gam kem gam he yotzes memochim de ima. The Yaakov, what is Yaakov made out of? Where is he coming from? Yaakov baal de Leah. He mentions them agav that he's the wife, he's the husband of Leah. Yotze mechazel mata de ponim de za yotze memochim de ava. Okay, that's a summary, synopsis of what we just learned right now. Very simple. He's going to ask two questions here. Vehine nisbaratam lama zocher yotze de ponim. Now we have an interesting question now. Why is that? What's the yachsus of Yaakov that he goes b'ponim? We know b'ponim is always a positive stage, and the two Leahs, and there's two of them, Leah and Rachel. Why they are formed? Why are they formed at the back? So he answers.
Rachel's in front.
No, Yaakov's in front. Leah and Rachel are both in the back, and he answers. Ki ze mitzad abba. Because Yaakov is in front, because he's receiving a higher form of Shefa, which is Abba. Ve'ilu mitzad Ima, and Rachel and Leah, or she said Leah and Rachel, are receiving the Shefa mitzad Ima, which is a lower Shefa. Ve'lo'ay lama zacha ve'era nukva hu panim. And therefore, that gives an advantage that is compared to the nukva, they're considered to be panim. The zacha is considered to be panim. He ach besaw that the process is in Tehillim Kuflametet Acho Bakedem Tzachtani. So Acho means was a reference to Nukva, which is or Ima, and Bakedem is the front that's Abba Tzachtani. Hine beyot Abba veIma kodem atikum ach baach im kozde haya Abba bechinas panim. בערך נוקבה שהייתה באח ורב. לכן האורות דאבו יוצאים לצד פונים, באימא וצד אח. So it's probably a very interesting situation of it, because we know that all the pasufim, when they originate, when they come out, they always ach ba'ach. So he's asking himself a sort of a question over here. So how can we call it that the Abba is ponim and Ima is ach? Right? So he says, because since Abba is a stronger force than Ima, even though back-to-back, literally, they're both back-to-back, but Be'erech, this is the Erke Kenun that we use in Kabbalah over here, that compared one to the other, the Abba is a stronger force, we consider to him as if he's upon him. And therefore, when he's Mashpia, this Erech continues, this Shefa continues, and then Yaakov, since he's receiving from Abba, will be placed in the front of Zah, and Rachel and Leah will be placed in the back of Zah. Second question: Gam is ba'etam lama hazocher ichad ve'nukvim shnayim. Now, why is there one patsuf of male, which is Yaakov, and two patsufim of Leah, two patsuf of nukva? So he says, ke zocher yotze memochin de'avot elam giloy rak mechazav lematet. אבל לא מחזה למעלה. חמוכים דאימא שאף למעלה אין להם אלא כיסו איכה, לכן יוצאו מהם שני נוקפים. אחת למעלה ואחת למטה. So, do you understand Teretz? Teretz is, there's a חיסון בארבע. The חיסון בארבע is that by when you speak about Yaakov receiving from Abba, he can only receive מחזה ולמטה. Remember? Because we don't want two כיסויים. Mashenken Leia is going to come out Michazilimala, because it's coming up from Ima. Ima is the external Shefa, and therefore she doesn't have to go through two Kisur, it's only one Kisur. Therefore, you're going to have a Kisur, therefore, you're going to have Leah above, and then a Rachel below, always in the form of one Kisur. Mashen Ken, Yaakov can only be formed Michazilimata. That's why there's only one part of male and two parts of female. Okay? Now, right. Say that we're going to Gamda. She'achore Yaakov, another fact over here. Gam, achore Yaakov. Now, he's going to tell how are they situated exactly. How are they positioned? Now, listen, this is very important. You have to remember this. Because I have to underline this. Gamda, she'achore Yaakov, neged Peneza. Now, if you put on your spiritual glasses and go up there, you'd see that Yaakov's back is facing Zah. So let's do it like this. So you have Yaakov over here. This is the back of Yaakov. This is the front of Yaakov. This is the front of Zah. This is the back of Zah. So here's Yaakov. Here's Zah. And Leah is going to be like this as well. Okay? They're all facing each other. She's facing Zah's back. And Zah's facing Yaakov's back. You got that? Gam da, she'achore Yaakov neged p'nei Zah. Or p'nei Leah neged achore Zah. V'achore Rachel keneged achore Zah. And Rachel and Zah are going to be back to back. You got that? You got to memorize this. The command is by Tamze. Well, we're going to explain exactly why is that. But the picture never changes, that's the way it is, except after the Nasir, then they start changing positions. But the original traditional position is what we just read right now. Very important line here. Let's continue. Nevaya, now we're going to talk about the names of Zah. Now, Zah we call different names. We call him Yisrael, we call him Zah, we call him Yeshurun. We're going to find out why is that Zah is called various names. Rachel only has one name, Leah has one name, Yaakov one name. Why Zah has two names? So he says, Nevaya inyan Zah be'atzmo shebi'anu v'nikra Yisrael v'Yeshurun. Has two names. Ve'inyanu kine Azahu patzuf ichad shalom roshu adrag. Zah is a double shalom. Top to bottom. So remember this. Part of him is called Yisrael, and part of Chetz B'Tachta from the Chazim B'Tachta is considered to be Yeshurun. Why are they called these two names? Here, no doubt. Masha amar b'tikunim ke Yisrael hu shir el. Right? Split the word Yisrael, and you have Yasha kel. In other words, it's shir kel. Now, we know that Shir Mismol Kel Yamin. Shir is on the left-hand side, and Kel is on the right hand. He's going to explain. Kinukva Lea Hi Bechinas Dinim Nikra Shir.
Shir is Dinim?
Shir is Dinim, yes. He is small, as the Shir and the Levim. The Levim is to sing, Levim are Dinim. They used to sing that it's all clapped Dinim. He, small, Bacho. Zah miyamin. Yeah, Zah is always on the right hand side, representing rachamim. Nikra kel. We know kel, right? Have you heard this music? Kel is rachamim. You doing fulsum? Kel is always the epitome of rachamim. Kel rachum vechonun. So who beponim? That's going to be on the right hand side. So that's why his name Yisroel Mishdin Shir on the left hand side, which is representing Leah, and Kel, which is representing Zah. That's why Mechazin Mala, that's what Leah is, his name is Yisrael. Gam Nikra Ken.
The mice is the same person.
It's the same person, yeah. Yisrael and Shurun, but different parts. Yisrael is me here to the Chazin, and Yeshurun is considered to be all the way downwards.
I mean, at the Chazin, there's a border. It's simply just in. It's just.
Yeah, there's a parser. There's a parser.
Or
it's called the diaphragm. It's called the diaphragm.
I mean, there is a mockum of chiluk.
Yeah. Shlish Elyon. Tifel split into three parts. Your chest is split into three parts. So the Shlish Elyon belongs to the top part. The Shnei Shlish Tachtonim belongs to the lower part. And there's another reason. Gam, he says. Gam nikra kein lifi sheyesh bo shtei bechinas mochem, chad mitzad ima nikra shir, Chad mitzad Abba nikra kel. Remember at the top we're talking about from the head to the chaz again. We know that ima stops at the chaz and also is Abba there. So it's two chalukim, two patsufim. Abba is considered to be kel, which is rachum, right? He's on right hand side. The same idea, and shir is represents the ima in this case, in this pshat. Let's continue. Now mechaz v'lemata. He's called Yeshurun. Miloshon shura, a row. Kemama Chazal, like Chazal say, Ein Shura Pochet Meshlosha. Yeah, to make a group of people, a line of people needs three people. Al Apostle Yehov says, Yashor al Anashim. Yashor al Anashim means a group of three people lining up. Hinehem al Derze, Yaakov Mitzad Ponim, that's number one. Rachel mitzad achot, that's number two. Zab be'emsa, that's number three. That is your row of three. That's why it's called Yeshurun, the loshon shura, row. Hare shura al shlosha. It's a row of three. Ve'en ze'ela mechazer lematen, because that's where the Rachel is. Lachem b'chinezu nikra Yeshurun. Ze'sod Yisrael asher b'cha it pa'er. The Yeshaya says in Perek Memtez, that Yisrael, which is a reference to Zah, Asher b'cha in you itpayer, it branches out. Vatzalama ki Yisrael hu Zah bo yitparu v'yistafu kama pe'eros anofim yotzim imenu. From Zah, as we know, we just saw that from Zah is a shefa coming down to Yaakov, Leah, Rachel. From there, all these branching out parts from Leah, Rachel, Yaakov. Also, we'll learn about Dor Midbar, the Inyan Hamitois, Kemosh is Bali Kama Be'orech. Pirush Midas is Payer, who Loshon Peros Loshon Mesayev Pura B'mara. That means the size the cuts, Pura is the branches, B'mara is the keli to cut, it's the axe. So it's Mitzudah explains. Rotzilova Anofim. So from Bekitzo, the Pasuk is telling us from Yisrael, which is that, comes out all these anafim. Good, let's continue. Next, Shah. This is a Shah, in its time it's called Shah Lamed Dalit. It's called, over here, Shah Tikun HaNukva. Perek Aleph. Kevanis Bayadera Klole Shlosha Patsufim Shiem. We know that now, from now on, for the next few weeks, we'll be discussing only Nukvas. We basically finished Zah. And we definitely finished that. And now, for quite a few weeks now, all discussing this Patsufim of Nukva. And he lists them. There's three Patsufim. Rachel, Yaakov, and Leah. Ve'at is by Potem. Nevai Rachel, Nikra Nukva de Zah Amitu. So we just explain, Rachel is a Kersabai, she's the main Nukva of the wife of Zah. She in the Kuda Sirus, Me'asor, and the Kuda. Amitah, she's the true one. As opposed to Leah, as opposed to any other
Leah's the true.
What?
Leah's also
true. I'm mistaken. Yaakov had two wives, right?
I mean, Ikri, I understand, but okay. Not Ikri,
that's a lotion. Shu nekuda asirz me'etzer nekudas klolus kol olam atzilus kenizke le'el she'i malchut de'bahem. Let me take you back to Shah Nekudim. Shah Nekudim, we found 10 spheres came out in Naim Da'ak. Those are the 10 Patsufim. And the last one was what? The last 7, let's say. So the last 6 was Zah, came out in the Naim Da'ak. And the last Nekudah came out, that was Malchus. So you see that it's called the Vak, it's all included. Zah and Nukva, which is Malchus, was all to move it all. Completely tied together. That's what he's saying over here. She nekuda sira. She was the 10th nekuda that came out in the 9th act. But eighth nekuda is klolo shel olam atzilus kiniska leel. Ve'yah malchus be'em ve'yah eshet Yisrael nikra zah bekol mokom. Okay, she's the wife of Zah. That's Rachel. The Kabbalah by she yotzes me'aoras amochem denai de'ima. Remember, since she's a part of nukvi, she comes from obviously from the mochem of ima. She's always standing in the back. So she's standing, remember, from the Chaza, Ulimata. She has 10 spheres, she's a full blown palsu, but that's it, she's a bit short, and she's standing in the back. The reason why, and that's very, very important to remember this. The reason why she back to back and Leah's not back, she's front to back, right? She's, remember we said she's Leah's facing, Leah is facing the back of Zah. Mashen comes Rachel and Zah are back to back. Big difference.
They're next to each other. They're next to each other.
Leah is on top of Rachel, masculine.
And covering as well. That's why the two
pursuing
rather than one.
No, let's talk about Abba in Ima inside of Zah. But what we're saying with this, let's just repeat. Leah is on top of Rachel. That's clear. But the two different positions. See, this is the face, and this is the back. This is the back, and this is the face, right? So like this. They're facing two different directions. Zah is like this. So Leah is facing his back, and Rachel is back to back. Okay, that's what we're saying now. Let's see that again. Here, Sibas here is Rachel ach ba'ach. Now, why is there? Why is it Rachel is ach ba'ach?
So you know, Rachel is looking into Leah's face.
No, I told you, Leah's on top, and Rachel's behind.
We just have
to consume. But that's how. We'll go back. We'll be on. Just follow what I'm saying now. Leah's on top. She can't see her. Yeah, she's on top. Her legs on top of her head.
Right.
Okay. So therefore, Rachel is back to back with Zah, and Leah is facing. So what's the difference here? So he says, "Hine, Sibah seyoz Rachel ach ba'achim Zah. Hatamu kimo shebi'arnu she'ein chitzonim yechon l'achez klal im kedushas b'chinas ponim. Afilo b'ponim denugva rak b'chinas achorayim b'vad. Kine chitzonim yechon elokim achirim." וכל יניקוסם גם באחיזוסם, גם אחיזוסם הוא בשם אלוקים קדוש קדושים. ונאמר כי כל בחינת אלוקים הם באחוריים די קדושה. So let me explain. It's like this. The reason why Rachel is back to back with Zah in order to avoid that the chitzon, this negative entity, which is created from the Shefira, goes up and sucks up all the energy from Rachel. Rachel is the last sphere on that she's most vulnerable to the chitzon, and therefore we want to cover her back because that's where they're going to go for her back. Once she's covered, her back is covered, that's all right. You're going to ask me a question: why? But her face is exposed, and that's where most of the shefa is protruding from her face. So aren't we more afraid about her face than her back? The answer is no; they're afraid of her face. There's too much shefa there, and there they cannot be yonik. Okay, so therefore they are called Elokim Acherim, and they're trying to soak up what's called the shefa of Rachel, which is called Elokim Kedoshim. Okay, remember that. V'hine Rachel hi b'chines nukva mitis deza keniska. Im haita omedes kedimyon Leah. Now, if she was like Leah, which means facing. Her face is facing the back of Roch, back of Zah. Asher paneh klape achore Zah, ine achoreya hayu nishon bigiloi. Her back would be exposed. Vayu chitzonim nechazim ba meod lifi shiru nukva venoda. Shiragleya yoldod mavet. That's a mishle, that her legs are already touching on the border of these the dangerous area called the oil of Aklipas. והטעם לפי שהיא דינים גמורים שם אחיז לקליפה. She's the last part of it. She's a nukva nochdem. She has all dinim. This is a perfect bait for the Klippas. ונוסף על זה שהוא האחרון של כל העשר ספירות זה הצילוס. She's the last one. She's the closest to the Klippas. All these ingredients is for us to make sure that she doesn't get chaf. לכן היו נאחזים מהקליפס מאוד, לכן כדי שלא יאחזו מהקליפס, קליפס נזכר פחת, שהוא נוקבה דזה האיקריס, אין אנו רוצים שיתאחזו בקליפס, therefore she stays back to back, and therefore her face, we don't mind her face being exposed, but her back we don't want to expose, as is the back of Leah.
What's that got to do with honor?
Excuse me?
What's that got to do with us?
Us, because we are manipulating the panus, pasufim, right? When we are doing good, then the Pasufim are moving accordingly to our situation, as we'll explain later on by the Kavanas. Leah is different. She gets supported. She has a special covering called the hair of the hairs which are covering her, will speak about her. Therefore, there's no problem with Leah. Lachain. Hunchuzu, that is the reason why she's ach ba'ach midubokim yachad. V'ruach chitzoni lo yavo b'neihem. Once she's back to back, there's no bad influence that can come between them. Lo yavo b'torim. Liyois, liyoisam v'chuborim divukim mamish. Ad shitzonich ach kach nesira mamish lafchidam. Therefore, what's going to happen is then the nesira comes along. Right, כמו שאמרו בחזל על הפסוק, ויבן השם אלוקים את צלע.
Why do we want to have a nesira?
Because we want a zivug.
Everything's safe, so therefore why do you want to?
We want everything safe, but we're stagnant. Right? In order to stag, you have to move to the next level. And therefore, what we need to do is we have to do an aliyas man. We have to do an avoider, and by doing the avoider, by doing something good, they go upon and then make a zivug, we get extra shefa.
You have to put everything to sakana in order to shrine.
Yeah.
Where did you learn that from?
What? Where do we learn that from? We learn them from the Torah, Vayivan Hashem Elokim Etzela. What happened to Adam Rishon? Adam Rishon had to go to sleep. Now, going to sleep is a dangerous time.
It's
a dangerous time.
He didn't get to sleep.
What?
He didn't see Avinu Ram's day to sleep.
Right. So it's a dangerous time for other Rishon. There's animals around. There's elements around that are a negative, snakes, and therefore it's a dangerous period. After became Letzoch Aliyah. We saw also in the Kavanos of Purim, Shmosh on this Indian, that's how Haman gained all his power. That's how power gained all of his power, because it was his man of Domita. It was the time of sleeping for the Parsufim. They're preparing to go to the next higher stage. It's a build-up. Yerida. What?
By the other mission, there was a shame. The surgeon himself.
Well, it's always that way. But
it's always that way.
What? No, we're not going to sleep. The Parsufim are going to sleep. The exact same scenario. The Parsufim are going to sleep. There's always a showman there, but he's holding back, right? He's leaving everything up to us. So he allows us to put this Parsuf to sleep in order that it's Letzorach Aliyah. You read the Letzorach Aliyah. Okay, we're not going to go into this theme, right? That's a big theme.
It's not the same thing as Adam.
It's exactly the same, because it's a mirror image. As Adam Rishon was sleeping, Zah was sleeping. It couldn't be any other way. Mirror image.
No, it means a Kodesh Baruch Hu put Adam Rishon to sleep.
No, put Zah to sleep, and therefore the Adam Rishon went to sleep. The Shosh Nisham of Adam Rishon was in Zah. You follow what I'm saying? It's the exact same thing. Okay, let's continue. Vinish Aru. That's Aga. We're not talking about the Nisir. Nisir was speaking about more. It's Hashem when you speak about the Kavanas of Rosh Hashanah, where the big Nisir of the entire year happens there. In Dush Gimel, that's right, by Shofar, there he goes at length, Mamish, explaining the Nesir. It's Hashem. Od Chazon Moed. V'nishor p'nei Zah v'p'nei Rochel migulim. Okay. Therefore, what's going to happen? What did the Nesir? And that's the ultimate. Now, back to back. Once the back to back, they are migulim. She'en la mechizah achitzon and k'nizke le'el. ואחר שנתבסמו ונתמתקו אחוריים אלו שלהם על ידי הנסירה. But not we do an avoider. When Elias man, and that creates the domit and creates the nesira, and then they can go upon him upon him. Ah, you're going to tell me, the backs are revealed now? Right? Isn't that good, Kasha? Not Kol's man, taka, they're secure, it's good. But now you made them go upon him upon him. But now the backs are revealed. He says, "As chosim zum upon him upon him achin nesira ki kava ein as ein bechitzonis koach lit aches ba'afirz ba'chorayim." That's the nekuda here. They've been blown away. There's so much kedusha now. There's so much kedusha v'tahara in the aliyas man and aliyas that avoids bnei Yisrael, that makes that there's too much for kedusha for them to stand by this process which is happening over here. And therefore, there's no problem for the gold. Panim v'panim, the achuraim are safe. No, are as I state, as ein b'chitzonis koach l'chazan. Obezei tavim tzod So the pasuk Nazoru Achor, Beloshen Nazira, Nazir. Nazir is the person, somebody who's mafrish himself. Mashu Achor. Kitamik shanu chotim lemata. Anytime we do an aver lemata, chozim zun achbach. We directly affect the pasukim. Tamadavu, she'az ali de ma'isa tachtonin shem roim. Aya klipas yicholim da'achaz ve'achorim zid megulim. That gives him koach that, you know, flares them on and then gives them koach mamish b'shef. Instead of b'shef going to the right place, it goes to the wrong place, the klipas. And therefore, they have a koach to go. Im ayu b'ponim b'ponim, b'lachein, because when they're ponim b'ponim, nachma, v'tamadavu, she'al yedei, ali de ma'isa tachtonim roim.
So therefore we don't want them ponim b'ponim in the original stage, because if we do anything wrong, then that gives a chance for them to soak up the great energy.
That's why they come out ach ba'ach, kidei sheyit kasu achoraim v'lo yichzur al chitzoneihem b'ponim b'hem. Right, in order, in the unlikely chance that we do an avera, therefore the ponim are protected and also the achorayim are protected. Hine sibos atzcholas tikun rochel me'achaz hu ki ad sham ovo denai de tvuna mechusiv v'sham istayim yisod de tvuna. As we said, the yisod the imo, the yisod the tvuna stopped by the chazim ba'od migulim, and then from then on the og comes out of Yesod. Remember, that's the only sphere of the Yesod. There's only sphere which is open. So the Chug comes out of the Yesod, the Ima.
Open.
Yeah, Yesod. Yesod is the only open sphere. There's a Nekiv and the Shefer, the Chug comes out. Your leg is not open. Your Netzach is not open. Your legs are not open. Your hands are not open. No openings. Yesod is open. Right?
Got me? It was also open.
Sorry?
Tipple's also open.
Tipple's also open, but that's not a sphere. You're right. We did see in Shah the Kudim that auras did come out of there. Your skin is also porous. And you have auras coming out from there as well. But we're talking about the spheres. The only sphere which is open is your soul. So therefore, it stops over here. Ima goes into that, stops over here. That's your soul. And then poof, comes out the chug. Ubepchaki sham maschil gilu yisod de Abba liz galus. Remember, then Abba finally, you can start seeing him a little bit because Ima stopped there. Zah continues. So Abba continues. His yisod is longer than yisod of Ima. This is so the Hashem bechokma yisod aretz. That Hashem that started Hashem bechokma. Chokma is Abba. Yisod aretz. Aretz is another lashon for the Malchus, which is Rachel. That means Abba is creating Rachel. Imagine that. Ken niska b'tikun ki Abba yasad brata. The Abba is establishing brata, his daughter. Ve'inin hu ki b'bokav gilu yasad Abba. When Abba is penetrating past Ima's yasad, sham is maschet binyan Malchus Rachel anikra aretz. Ma she'en ken b'leya. Which is up above the chazir, and daim lo nizgale abba rak mechazir limata. So that's a tremendous mile that Rachel has over Leah, that Rachel is able to get even from Abba, and Leah, even though she's high, she can only receive from Ima. Tam hidavikut Rachel beza bekoisel icha l'shnem levad. Masha and Cain, be Yaakov v'zeh yidbar lekama. So I understand why Yaakov, when it comes to Rachel and Zah, the back-to-back sharing one back, when it comes to the relationship between Zah and Yaakov, they're very far apart, they're not attached. That's going to explain to us later on. Let's continue. Ve'ata. Ve'aten is ba'er shu is pashtus komos Rachel v'nukva de'zah be'achocha. Again, this is sort of a repetition. We saw a little bit, and then we'll speak about the keser of Rachel that we haven't spoken about. Now, where does she start? Again, for the 20th time, she starts from the chazer, from the chest, all the way downwards. That's Rachel. The yatzta bebichinas aharas morchim vekelim denai deima, and she is formed, right? The scholar is formed from the shefa which is coming out from
from the keli of ima.
A grad glove means to the ground or to the feet?
To the feet. So his feet. It's bikin. So the legs of Zah and the legs of Rachel are at the same point.
In other words, not including the feet.
Hmm?
Not including the feet.
What do you mean, not including the feet? We both are standing on the ground. So our feet are equal. Does that make sense?
No, no, my question was it to the ground or to the feet? I was to the feet, or if you like, underneath the feet, whichever.
No. Shove it. To the ground.
Right.
Yeah. So again. After the vial shoe is pashtus komas rochel, nukva dezabe achorov. Keneged achoze vilemate adraglov. Vyatsta, bukhinas ha'ara, mochin the kelim, denied the ima. Hine, nisbaki, hamisha chasodi, the das deza, the misad ima, nichliku mechesed ad ho deza. So again, as we saw, the nekiv of the sod the ima is open, what's coming out there? Chasodim and gvuos. Okay, is that clear? Now the chasadim, there's five chasadim and there's five gvuos. And the five chasadim, they go into Zah, they go into his chesed, gvuah, tiferet, netzach, and hod. Now, the chesed, the first chesed, is called the chesed of the chesed. Chesed is pashe b'tocha tiferet de Zah. It's chalik l'shlosha shlishim, kemavua. Now, v'shnei shlishim tachtonim shebo, Sheminachaze at Sium Aguf Shua Tifers, who be Gilui, Mashenke and Beshlisha Rishon, whom Huse, Diametor, Kel Yesodim. Let me explain to you. So again, the Yesodim goes all the way down to the Shlish of the Tifers. Tifers split into three parts, Shlish Elion, which is above the Chaze, and the two parts of the Tifers below the Chaze. Remember? One part above, two parts below. So the one part above is covered over by Yesod of Ima, because she goes just below. That's called Mechusa. So you're going to have a Shtikla Chesed over there.
But Yesod further down.
Yesod starts by the Chazer. Yesod of Ima stops by the Chaz of Zah. It goes inside of Zah, stops over here. The Shlish El and the Tifer of Zah is going to be Mechusa. So any Chesodim which are there are going to be Mechusa. The two parts of the lower, the two Shnei Shlishin Tachton and the Tifer of Zah, the chasodim are going to go there b'megulim, because the yesodim stops over there. That's a big chiluk. Lachem, shnei shlish chesed, the tachtonim, liot megulim, again, emphasizing them, hem maspikim kiflayim, kilu ayes stumim, me'elu hayum stumim. When the stumim, they're limited to the exact mid of a mishkal. Masha'enke, when they come out, they careful, they become twice as powerful. And therefore, again, the cheshbon is we have two shlish tiferet tachtonim, two parts of the tiferet. Now, shlish echad of the chesed, levado maspik, letzor keli di tiferet deza atzmo, leshnei shlishim tachtonim. So one part of chesed, remember we have three parts of chesed, three parts of chesed, three parts of tiferet, connected the three parts of the chesed. So the top part of the chesed goes towards the top part of the tiferes, which is mechusev. The other two parts of the chesodim are, theoretically, should be going towards the two parts of the tiferet, but they don't. Because once the chesodim go begiloy, they double in power, so therefore, even for the two parts of the tiferes, you're needing one chelik of chesed. So the shah is, what's going to happen with the third chelik of chesed? Veshlisha or Achen Nitan leRachel leKeser shebakeniska. That's going to make the Keser of Rachel. So if I have to ask you, how is the Keser of Rachel being made? That's being made by the Shlish Tachton of the Chesed coming out from the Yisodim. Obizit Tovin Lama Anoshim Ptuos Min Tefillin. With this, we can infer why are women don't they wear Tefillin? Why don't they wear Tefillin? Okay, ki ein l'rochel b'chinas or makif shusod etfilin, because yesod etfilin is as is pshuto k'mashmo. It's around your head. It's a makif. A makif is something that goes around your head. It's a makif. Now rochel doesn't have this makif. She just has a keser, as we just saw. She's just on the extra dimension of a makir. Kimoshish b'Yaakov, Kimoshish b'Ali. Come on, later on we'll see Yaakov has the extra bechina besides kesa of a makir going around him. Ve'are shelak cho Rachel keliya or l'tzor kesa shela. Not more, only to make a kesa. She doesn't have the inner makir. V'sham le'en is by heter inen kesa zev ein sham. Okay, later on we'll go more into this. Let's continue. Achikach.
Says the ale, not the camp.
Sorry?
Says the ale, not the camp.
Sham le'el. Sham le'el.
Sham le'el compared base.
Sham le'el. Yeah. Nachon, 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 nachon. There we explain. Alright, so I'm not going to right now. Masking, yeah. Okay. Sham le'el. Alright. Good. Let's go back to it. Va'achikach. Ma'aretz perek ha'achron. The keli netzar to ima. Remember, ima comes in with her netzach, her hod, and her yusod. It's called the nai. Nai of ima is coming in into za. Her netzach is going to go split into three parts. It's going to go into the chachan of za. Her hod is split into three parts. Going baga de za, and her nahi, her sorry yusod is going to be going. The chef is going to go all the way down to the dati. Now let's consider the last part of a netzach and hod. Right? Let's see that inside. Achikar meha'oretz perek achron de keli netzach. So we're looking at the last part of a netzach, which is connected, believe it or not, the shefa also, there's also shefa inside the netzach and inside the hod, which is the chabad of za, we spoke many times. So that chabad zah, which is on the right hand side, is chokhmah. So chokhmah is also split into three parts. So the last part of the chokhmah of zah, which is inside the last part of the netzach, same thing on the left hand side. You have the last part of the bina of zah, which is in the last part of the hod zah. If you try to write this down, you'll see it makes a lot of sense. Now hine, let's start again. Achikach ma'aros perg achon the kili the netzach the ima. Asher betocho shlish acharon the or the more the nikra chokma. The zan, so last part of chokma is going in the last part of the netzach. Hamluvash b'shlosha perke netzach the zan, which is goes all the way in the last part of the netzach the zan. Hine ha'aros shlosha pchokim elu midlavishim bekav yamina derocher letzor chokma chesed netzach shelo. So that little piece that. One third of the netzach of ima is going to go split into three additional parts, and it's going to be into. It's going to go into Rachel, into chokhmah, into her chesed, and into her netzach. Those three cholokim. Ben b'keli, ben b'chinas keli, ben b'chinas all amor shebetochom. That applies both to her keli, both to her all. And the exact same thing is going to be on the left hand side. V'chein b'chinas chesed. Mechamisha, sorry, even by the chasodim, remember there's two nikudas over here. We're talking about the kelim of ima and the morchim which are inside the kelim. That's one dimension of shefa coming in. Another dimension of shefa coming in is by the yesod of ima is coming the chasodim gvuas, that's right, the nekev of the yesod ima. What's coming out of the five chasodim? V'chein b'b'chinas chesed mechamisha chasodim ismashti masher. Asher echad mehem mispashet benetzar dezak nizkileir gamu liyos megula maspik chetzav la'ir benetzar dezar vechetzav la'ir bekav yamin diracham. So that one little chesed, one fifth of the chasodim, is once it's megula, it gets split in half. Half is going to go to the netzach of zah, and the other half is going to go to the netzach of rachem. Good. That's the right hand side of Zah, right hand side of Rachel. Now let's do the left hand side. V'chein adel zeh b'perek achon deho de'ima mislabish betocho shlish achon demor de'bina de'zah v'shnei mispashtim betocho de'zah. All of that's going to go into the last part of Zah's left side, which is the ho de'zah. Me'elu nasim shlosha sfiros bina gvur deho de'kav smoli de'rachel. That's going to make the entire Baga of Rachel. V'chein b'chinas, same thing with the chasadim. Chasadim, the chesed, chamishi, chasadim, and begile, chelik, hodeza. V'yosem begule, matzpik chesed lehodeza, chesed lechad, smoli de Rachel. That's all going to go into the left hand side. Now, what about the middle calf? Same thing with the middle calf. Omam, calf emtsoye shelam. Zulat Chesed Shelakra Mechesed the Tiferet Dezaz. We saw, remember that the Chesed that came out from the Yisod the Ima, remember, it's one third of the Chesed which belonged to the Tiferet that went to make the Chesed. But that's about it. That's all the Kav, the Emtsoi of Rachel was going to be Nene from the Chesed. It was only that one third. Lakra. There's only one, but there's five chasodim, so you might think she takes more, another chesed to make another part of it. No, she only takes one third of the tiferes in order to make just one sphere. She doesn't take any more.
Why doesn't each kav have a kesef?
No, a person only wears a kesef on the head, doesn't wear a kesef on the shoulder. Lakra gam ken ha'ara chamisha gvuros shayi b'yesod za keniska. She takes as well the five gvuros. Now this is a new element we haven't spoke about. Remember, the klal is that chamisha chasadim go into za, and the chamisha gvuros which she received, which za received from nukva, from sarima, is passed over into her. She's going to take the five gvuros. Mitzad das de ima, which comes through the das de ima. Ve'elu chamisha gvuros nitchabu v'das shela. It's going to go first in the das. Mitzkabetz, all the gvuros from the kabetz into the das. אבל שהקו זה שהם דאז תפאר יסוד בה אין בהם חסד. There's no חסד in going into the middle cow whatsoever. הנה, יש לשאול, says the Ariza, we have a question at this point. כי כמו שהחמיש החסדים שיוצאו מיסוד הבינה, since we know that החמיש החסדים שיוצאו מיסוד הבינה, which is Ima, nitgalu mechazev v'lemata, nispaldu nitchaluku mechamisha sfirot za. Chasadim come from Yisod Ima, they split. They go to the five parts of za, which is chesed gvura tiferet netzahot. Chesed gvura chesed gvura. He says it. Chesed gvura tiferet netzahot. V'im kein, mechamisha gvura is gam kein. Achesh kava yatzu gam hem Yisod Bina nitgalu lemala. בישלום ובזה לא היה להם מקום לצחלק מפני שכבר נתחלקו שם חמש חסדים. So the חמש חסדים took out all the place of זה, so there's no place for the גבורס to go into זה. לכן יורדו אלו יסוד זה, so the גבורס went all the way down to the יסוד זה. אמנם משם למטה, למה לא נחלקו גם הגבורס? כי כבר אין להם כלי נתקבצו נתקבסו יחד, נתחבחו. אם כן, מי גורם להם שנתחבחו ומקבסו בדש שלה?
There's
not mekabes in the kesser. There's only one little kesser that goes to the kesser. But we're talking about the chasodim. Chasodim are able to dispatch it all in za. There's no kibbutz over there. Now, the reason why the mekabes, the gvurs, mekabes in Yisrael, because there's no room for them anywhere else. But once they go into nukva, the question is, why doesn't the gvurs go all the way down into the guf? Spread out automatically. What makes them stop there initially? We're going to spread later on, but why they initially stop in the das the nunuk? That's the question again. I repeat the last line. Okay, nigom lahem shitchabu itkabasu bedas shela kol chamesh gvos yachad. So he answers about the inenu ki yisod the abba who so the abba hashin zgal atu begilu mechaz the zav lematzik kinis kareem harosa meira el chamesh gvod yisod the zav. Remember, the element is, remember, when we speak about Mechaz Mat, we're talking about there's an element called Yisod De'Ava. Yisod De'Ava is a tremendous koach ha-rachamim, a tremendous koach to matik the dinim, gvuros ha-dinim. So that if we're going to have a contact between Yisod De'Ava and those gvuros, and that's going to matik them, that's going to hold them back into the das the racham. That's what stops them from doing this passion. That's what he's going to say. Again, אבל הנה נו, כי יסוד האבא, אשר נסגר לאטה בגילוי מהחוז ולזה ולמטה כנסגר לאל, הרוסו מאיר על חמיש הגבורס ויסוד לזה, ושם מתחברי יחד ומשתפום היטב. That's the key. The יסוד האבא is משתף all of them together, and they get stuck into the משתף all into the דס דרוכה. והוא ממתיק הדינים, ממתיק הדינים וקשים שבהם על ידי חיבור הזה, כמה שהתחברו שם, ולכן כאשר יוצאים בדז רוחן, נשאר גם כן מחובר מיחד בלתי פירוד. והנה אחר שאלו חמיש הגבוהות נקבסו בדעת שלה, אז זהו בחינס הדעת שלה, that creates the dust of Leah. Avrocha, sorry. As Chozer, then they can go down. Benuch Nefesh, Benuch Nefesh. As Chozer, the Arot in Spashin and Matzah. Chamish Gvus Mechesed Ad Hod Shiva. So initially they needed a mituk. They come over there, get the mituk, and then in Spashin all down to the Chesed Gvul Tiferet Netzach Hod Avrocha. Al there Mash Be'an in Spashin Chamish Chozer in Bizacha. Then all those five gurus are going to go down to the Yisod and comes to the Yisod Shalav Eis Azivug Imaza. That's very important. So he's going to be Zavik with her. His five Hamishim, five Chasadim in his Yisod are going to be Kabbis in his Yisod. He's going to make a Zivug with the Yisod of Rachel, which have the five gurus, make a mituk, and that's the shevada. Shegam beYaakov, kishmas davgi beRachel, it comes in called chamisha chasadim shelo beYisodo. So the same is going to happen over there. A tremendous mituk just before the b'shas zivug, and then we get the shefa as a result of that. Okay, good. So that finishes that parak of Tikkun Nukva, and next week we'll be starting Hashem Shah Yaakov Leah. Let's go ahead.